two institutions in Detroit have joined forces in hopes of securing millage funding, similar to the Detroit Institute of Arts and Detroit Zoo. The Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History and the Detroit Historical Society are taking steps to ask property owners in Wayne and Oakland counties to pay up to 0.4 mil to support them. The money would help cover expenses for three museums in total, the Wright Museum and the two museums run by the Detroit Historical Society, the Detroit Historical Museum and the Great Lakes Dawson Museum. Ilana Rue is the president and the CEO of the Detroit Historical Society. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that her institution and the Wright Museum have a lot in common.
So the Wright and the Detroit Historical Society are, you know, Southeast Michigan's historical institutions. We, you know, collectively tell our region's history, and the Wright is an encyclopedic museum that tells the African-American story. At the DHS, we focus on Detroit area history. Our institutions have been partners for a long time, and we have so many things in similarity, not just our financial situation, which for both institutions is pretty existential right now, and not just in the work we do in telling stories and in history, but and in the way that we serve the community. But we are also the last two publicly funded institutions. So like the DIA and the zoo. So, you know, it made sense for us to partner because we already do. We know that we're stronger when we work together. And the polling that we've done shows that people are really supportive and really liking the idea of these two historical institutions partnering on something like this.
What kinds of things could this millage pay for your institutions?
Well, ultimately, our goal is that we would be financially sustainable in perpetuity. So, you know, it's stability is one thing, but so many things that will benefit the community. So both institutions are really excited about providing enhanced programming, more world-class exhibitions, will also allow us to rebuild our staff. And replenish our reserves. You know, both of us, again, having been underfunded for a long time, you know, could be doing so much more with the right budget size. We have a lot of infrastructure issues, which will enhance that. And, you know, again, just focusing on long-term sustainability so that our kids and our grandkids and people for the next 100 years will be able to hear the stories that we're telling.
Could your institution survive without this millage?
Well, that's, you know, it's a really difficult question to answer. I can tell you for certain that things would change significantly. At the Detroit Historical Society, we are quickly running out of reserves. Those are depleted. And without a significant game changer, we are at risk of closing both museums. We certainly hope that that won't happen. We have so many people who have been supportive of us long term, but frankly, we can't fundraise our way out of this. So turning to the community who we know really love and appreciate what we do is so important to us.
And so, as you mentioned, similar millages currently exist for the Detroit Zoo and the Detroit Institute of Arts, but those millages are paid for by Wayne, Oakland, and Macomb counties. Why is this millage just targeting Wayne and Oakland counties?
Sure. Well, we took a good, you know, I think a smart look at who our visitors were, where our members and where our donors were coming from. And it's a significantly larger portion from Wayne and Oakland County. We certainly have visitors from Macomb County, and we had conversations with leadership there, and we're just not ready. They weren't particularly interested in jumping on board with this. And, you know, our statistics show and the polling that we did show that the voters of Wayne and Oakland County would be supportive. So it doesn't rule out Macomb coming in or even Washtenaw County in the future. The legislation would allow any county to levy a millage for these history institutions. But it's just not the time right now to launch that effort with Macomb.
And according to reporting by Crain's Detroit Business, Oakland County leadership, including Executive Dave Coulter, are not supportive of the legislation that was introduced to enable this millage. What's your reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is that we know that we have work to do, and We are confident that in partnership with the county that we could provide and make adjustments that would, bring everyone to the table and answer all of the concerns that they have. We know that they love our institutions. They've told us that. So, this is something we don't want other things to get in the way. And we are open to and having those discussions in real time right now.
Can you explain what are the steps that still need to be taken in order to get this millage on the ballot?
Well, we're really in phase one right now. So, people who are familiar with what happened with the DIA and the zoo will recall that the first step is to get enabling legislation. And so we are working with the House and the Senate right now to get bills passed that essentially just give permission for counties to levy, a tax, a millage to support the institutions. We did have a successful vote out of the House committee a couple of weeks ago. So the next step would be for a floor vote in the House. And then we would hope to move through the Senate and have the governor sign the legislation. So, completing that part and creating the enabling legislation would be the first step. Step two would be negotiating with the county for all of the details of that, which could include the rate of the millage, how long it would last, what the benefit would be to the community. And, what all of the deliverables would be. So, things like free or discounted admission and tours and things like that, that we would anticipate would come along with that. And then finally, to actually be on the ballot and have the voters decide.
That was Ilana Rue, the president and the CEO of the Detroit Historical Society. She says her institution and the Wright Museum are hoping to put the millage question on the ballot in 2024.